So welcome to the Joiner's Arms at Hamsway. We're here with Rebecca, who's the owner. And for anybody who hasn't been to the Joiner's Arms, first of all, you've lived in Hamsway for several years, even though you don't look old enough. You've lived here for about 20 years. What a lovely village. What a lovely part of the Stray FM area. It's lovely, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a really nice village, yeah.
Great community spirit. Lots of people who really like country life live here and like the way it is.
Yes, definitely. We've had a lot of support from the local community. It's been, really nice.
So what made you decide to take over and run a pub? Was it lifetime ambition or just something that came up that you thought, yeah, I could have a go at that?
Yeah, I think it was just an opportunity that came up and we just decided to go for it.
Well, it's going really, really well. You've had vouchers with us on Stray FM, which sold out immediately, which is always a good sign. So just tell us, for anybody who should come and take a trip out to the Joiner's Arms, what's the vibe here?
We're trying to just make it into a nice family atmosphere. I think we're friendly and we're getting really good reports on the food. So, just come and try us.
How would you describe the food?
Pub food, but it's all home cooked. It's all locally sourced. It's just really, really good food.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot. You've now got to tell me your number one recommendation, Rebecca, on the Joiner's Arms menu.
I think that would have to be one of the starters is my favourite, and that's the battered halloumi. And it's beautiful.
And you know, there'll be people listening to this. There'll be people listening to this who have never tried, the uninitiated, who have never tried halloumi.
That's it. We do it on steak night on a Thursday night. The battered halloumi is one of the starters, and it is beautiful.
A true story. I went to a barbecue at a friend's house last summer. And on the way home, I said to Sarah, my wife, I said, that chicken tasted funny, didn't it? It was halloumi. So when I talk about the onion, it's me. That's what I mean. So, right, battered halloumi for a starter. Now, we're going to ask your chef next for a recommendation for main course. So just tell me a bit about your chef. Who is he and how long has he been with you here?
Our chef is Dan, and he's been with us now since May. He's doing really well. All the reports that we're getting are absolutely fabulous. His food's really good.
Fantastic. Well, Dan, first of all, you want that in writing. So you're the main man here. You're the chef who's doing all the food. So you are the man to ask. What's your number one recommendation for me then for my main course at the Joiner's Arms?
For me, I got tapped on the shoulder by a guy who said, been here the last two Friday nights and tried the Thai green curry and it's the best one outside of Thailand.
Wow.
Which was quite an overwhelming comment for me. So I'd recommend trying out the Thai green curry, also the steaks on a steak night. From Ripley Hutchinson's, they're lovely. Good quality, mate.
And what about a pudding, then?
Pudding, eat or mess. I make nice meringues, nice chewy on the middle and crunchy on the outside. They're one of my favourites.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to come down and try it, so thank you so much. Rebecca, all the best. Coming into a busy time of year, lots of things going on, I would imagine, socials coming up to Christmas and everything, but best of luck for the rest of the year at the Joiner's Arms.
Thank you very much.